It's 9:04. This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Multiple members of Denver City Council called out U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement during a council meeting Monday. Council member Serena Gonzalez Gutierrez called for ICE to be abolished and says the current situation is a humanitarian crisis.
There is no reforming kidnapping and detaining random people, including children. There is no reforming murdering observers and protesters in the streets. And there is no reform doubling down on causing violence in cities most agents have never even been to. We are in a humanitarian crisis.
She also called for U.S. Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett to vote no on funding for ICE. A $10 million funding package is due at the end of the week. An 8-mile stretch on I-70 between Beaver Creek and Westvale is home to 18 new variable speed limit signs. The LED versions of the traditional markers adjust the speed limit based on congestion, traffic conditions, and weather. The Federal Highway Administration says such signs can reduce total crashes by 34% and rear-end crashes by 65%. Neighbors of the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs are suing the venue. The lawsuit filed last week alleges the amphitheater violates state noise laws for residential areas. The amphitheater opened in summer of 2024 as the city's first major outdoor concert space. Owners say they've spent millions building additional walls to address noise concerns. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.